Now, all this week, we're introducing you to the six Eurovision hopefuls who will perform on The Late Late Show at the end of the month. One of them will be chosen, and that person, that act, will go and represent Ireland in this year's Eurovision Song Contest. Today, it's the turn of Elsha. Good afternoon, Elsha.
Hello.
Spelt A-I-L-S-H-A, in case, because people will want to Google you, won't they?
Exactly.
Yes,
yeah,
yes, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. That's it.
And it's just, you've just one name.
One name. Yeah.
Yes, yeah,
yeah. And it's a weird one.
Yeah. And did your parents explain why you were called Elsha, spelt Elsha?
They heard the name. They liked the name, but they based it off, there's this big rock off the coast of Belfast in the ocean called Elsa Craig. So I was named after a rock.
Right.
Yeah. There you go.
And the music you do is...
It's rock.
It sounds like
Alan Partridge. Exactly. It's all fixed.
It's connected.
Yeah, exactly.
It's connected. Yeah. How would you describe it? Because it's rock, but it's sort of...
like alt rock, alt metal.
Yeah.
Depending on the song, sometimes it's heavier, sometimes it's not. But I'm just up to, like, you know, just experimenting with my music.
And there's a big revival of rock in Ireland, isn't there?
Massive. There's a huge alternative community here. And that's kind of part of why I wanted to submit a song to Eurosong that was like this, in this genre.
Right.
You know, and just kind of give a bit of space for that.
Give us your thoughts on the Eurovision then.
I love it. I think it's amazing. I think, you know, my family have been into it in recent times. My brother got us all into it, and we sit around every year, we watch it, we talk about the acts. And personally, I'm always kind of drawn to, like, the more alternative entries, like, you know, Finland and stuff. I'm obsessed with
they're into rock, the rock, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, massively,
And it's loud and it's fast. And
it's exciting.
Aggressive.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, now you're a very musical family.
Yes. Yep.
Your mother's a singer. Your dad's a
composer.
One of your siblings, which you know quite well, is a
singer.
Yeah, yeah. And what did the other three do?
They're all in music as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. My brother, Pather, actually, so he's kind of. He was very involved with this whole process of submitting a song to Eurosong, but he studied world music and he specializes in, like, Albanian folk music. And you know, we all have our own little genre. So I'm the metal rock girl, and then, like, everyone else is a different genre.
And your dad, people know his name, Sean Davey.
Yes,
and he composed Brendan's Voyage.
That's okay.
Yeah.
So that's, like, you know, the Illan Pipes with an orchestra, and it's all very exciting and cool.
And your mum's Rita Connolly.
Yes, yeah. So
right,
she's
singer.
A singer. Yeah, yeah, yep. She's stunning.
That's a lovely thing to say about your mum, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I know she's listening.
All right. Brownie points.
Yeah, exactly.
Where do you need a lifter?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, and then Kathy is your sister, Kathy Davey.
Yes,
So we've come right around. We now know your name is Elsha Davey.
Exactly.
Yay!
The secret's out.
Yeah. Now, this is very different to what people would be used to in Eurosong, isn't it?
I think so.
Would you like to give us some context? Your brother Pather, Albanian folk music, has that any influence on it?
He had a little bit of input into the songwriting process.
Right.
So the song is about someone who's trying to speak in Irish, but they don't remember much Irish, you know, so kind of speaks to the Irish experience of learning the language in school for so long, but then we don't remember a lot of it, bar a few phrases like Gotubbin, which means suddenly, and that's what the song is called. But there's a section in the song where I count to 7 in Irish, and my brother was like, no, you need to put in, like, the 8, but make it metal, like Ocht. So that was his input, and I just think it's great.
Wow. We had a guy in, and he's a comedian, and I think his thing is to promote the Irish language.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And his big joke was, when I heard the Irish for 7, I was shocked.
Oh, that's very good now.
Yeah.
Ah, here. That's
his
excellent.
Joke, not mine. I can't.
I'm going to start using that. That's great.
Well, seeing as shocked features in your song a lot.
It does.
Yeah. And was it important to include the Irish language?
I just thought it was a fun idea, you know, and kind of, like, throw in those kind of golden nuggets, like a few of them that I hope, you know, people who learned Irish in school will remember.
Because your dad would remember this, and that there was a time when you had to enter the Eurovision in your native tongue.
Yeah.
But that was way back in the 70s. So the last time we sent an Irish song to represent us in the Eurovision was Sandy Jones. Now, I remember this song because we learnt it in primary school. I think I was in first
class.
Wow,
yeah.
Put on your headphones there. I don't know if you remember this.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you don't remember it, but I don't think you ever heard it. You weren't born. Angels flying over the rocket castle.
It's very peaceful and
isn't
lovely,
it? Yes,
isn't it?
Very serene.
Very serene. Yeah, it's
cut
nice.
To 2024.
And it's like metal tin whistle.
I love Gutubbin because it is, we've all used it in essays, haven't we?
And I think it's the way that particular phrase was taught in school. The teachers were always like, Gutubbin,
yes.
You know, and it's just, people just remember it.
Fime is the kitchen nuggets. Gutubbin!
Gutubbin, exactly, in every Irish essay.
Right, are you ready for this then?
I guess so.
Yes, this is it. This is when the nation gets to hear your song for the first time. Gutubbin, song B, act B, Elsha. And Will Carrot Gum
Igdulgadia Leris.
Oh, yeah. I can see your tongue is slightly in your cheek.
A little bit.
A little bit, yeah. And there's tin whistle there because it sounds sort of Eastern European.
That was the inspiration because a lot of the Eastern European entries in Eurovision will like have a solo on their native woodwind instrument.
Yes.
And I was like, man, like I'd love to do a tin whistle solo. So I got a pink tin whistle from the local music shop and...
And you play the tin whistle?
I do, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So Gutubbin taught to the Eurovision. Well, it wasn't really Gutubbin. There was a lot of thought went into it. Well.
Well, depends on your point of view.
So what sort of, you know, obviously it's rock, but is there anything from the Eurovision that has inspired you over the years? Any particular song?
I mean, a lot of them have, but I think 2023... Finland's entry, Karja, Cha Cha Cha, was the thing.
I'm Will Carrot Gum, getting letters. Cha, 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 cha. There's a mashup there.
There is a mashup. It could work.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it.
Ain't no tree, Karakui, Shay, Shark. Fuck! Yeah, there you go. Yeah. So you can now go and promote this until such time as you're on the Red Late Show at the end of the month. Six songs. Staging's going to be important.
Yep.
Yeah.
It is.
You're up for it.
Yeah, I'm very up for it.
Yeah. It's exciting. I'm excited for the first time in a long time.
Yeah? Yeah. Oh, that's good.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm happy.
Yeah,
happy
yeah.
to hear that.
Yeah, so lovely meeting you, Elsa. And good luck.
Thank you so
Fingers
much.
Crossed. That's
Thank
Elsa.
You.
Good tubbing is the song. Song B.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.